Hi, you guys, and welcome to the Game Exposed podcast. I'm now taking quick questions to be answered. If you have a quick question about a narcissist that you want to get answered, you can now text me at the Game Exposed podcast, and I'll try to answer as many questions as I can on the podcast for you. So send your quick questions about a narcissist that you're having a problem with or you're confused. Text it to 917-636-1109 and I will answer your questions. That's 917-636-1109 and I'll try to answer your quick questions online. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the covert narcissist eyes, okay? If you've dealt with enough covert narcissists, you will see this, all right? We always talk about the blank stare of the covert narcissist. A covert narcissist will look at you, but when they look at you, it's like they're looking right through you. And you could actually read a covert narcissist by their eyes. Why is this? Because the covert narcissist never wants you to know what they're thinking, okay? One of the other things you'll notice about a covert narcissist is that they have shifty eyes, all right? What does that mean, right? Well, if you're with a covert narcissist, and let's say you're with a bunch of people, if you look at that covert narcissist in a group, you're going to see how they shift their eyes, and they're always studying people from the corner of their eye. They don't want you to know that they're studying you. See, covert narcissists, they study you all the time. They're trying to size up what kind of person you are, what makes you tick. They don't want to give you a reaction to a lot of things, but they'll be watching you. And, you know, they have like a poker face. They could have a poker face, but then you'll see them looking at you from the corner of their eyes, the corner of their eye. They'll be shifting their eyes and watching and seeing your expression or seeing when you're happy or seeing when you're sad. All right. So they try to keep an expressionless face because, again, the covert narcissist does not want you to be able to read them. Why? Because they always want you to be in the dark. They don't want you to know what they're thinking, what they're feeling. And this is so they can manipulate you. So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll tell you everything's okay when in fact they could be pissed off big time and you'll see it with the stare that they give you, okay? A lot of people say, you know, the black eyes. They're staring at you and their eyes go black, all right? That's the anger, the rage that's within them, but yet they don't say anything, okay? What they're doing is they're saying to themselves, okay, I'm going to get you later, all right? Because covert narcissists, they hate confrontation. They're afraid to take you on directly. So they fight behind your back. They fight by smearing you, by hurting your reputation, by telling everybody you're crazy. But when you're in their presence, all right, you will see that narcissistic rage in their eyes. They may roll their eyes. They may give you a sarcastic smirk and then be giving you dagger eyes, all right? So remember this, all right? The eyes are the window to the soul. And when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, you're dealing with a fractured soul. You're not dealing with somebody that, you know, has like a good heart or something like that. You're dealing with somebody who's very jealous, very envious, and you will see it again, like I said, with those eyes, all right? So, you know, you have to be able to read somebody's body language, especially when it comes to the covert narcissist. Because, like, again, no covert narcissists do not tell you what they're feeling, what they're thinking. So you'll see it. That's the feeling that you get when you feel uneasy in the presence of a covert narcissist. And you say to yourself, gee, I don't know why I feel this way with them. I don't feel comfortable with them. I feel a little at ease with, you know, uneasy with them. And you can't put your finger on it. You're saying to yourself, why do I feel uneasy with this person? Why can't I just relax and be myself? That's because you're reading their body language and it's telling you something different from what they're telling you. So you're realizing something is off. See, in order to read somebody, you listen to what comes out of their mouth and you look at their body language, right? But if it's not aligning, if they're trying to pretend like everything's all right, like a lot of times a covert narcissist will say, okay, or something like that. They'll just yes you to death, but meanwhile, they're going to just do their own thing. You could actually see the sarcasm in their face or in their body language, or sometimes they'll just throw up their arms, or they'll turn their back to you, or they'll dismiss you, and you'll feel like, you know, they're not acknowledging you. They're showing you with that body language, but with their eyes, you guys, all right? You'll see, you know, if you're able to read people, you could see somebody who's, you know, inauthentic and not being genuine. And this is how you read, one of the ways you read the covert narcissist. There's a lot of different ways to read a covert narcissist. One is by, you know, if they're consistent, because one thing you'll be able to realize with a covert narcissist is that they're not consistent. They make a lot of promises that they don't keep. But you'll also be able to read them in their body language. You know, a lot of times too, with the covert narcissist, with their eyes, a lot of times they can't make eye contact with you, and especially when they're lying. When a covert narcissist is lying, they don't want to look at you directly in the eyes because they're afraid that you're going to see right through them. And also, for some people, it's very hard for them to lie and stare at you directly. So covert narcissists, sometimes when they're lying to you, they can't keep that eye contact direct at you. But when you're dealing with like a really good, you know, shifty narcissist, they some of them can, you know, do that. They can. I've had narcissists look at me and directly lie to me to my face with big bulging eyes staring at me, okay, and flat out lie to me. Okay. Why? Because they know you're watching to see if their eyes, you know, dart. Because that's one of the signs of a liar, is a lot of times when they lie to you, their eyes will dart like left, or they'll dart. I think it's when they dart left is when they're lying. You know, they look up left and then they lie. And, you know, a lot of times they say when dart right, they're not lying. But the point is, you guys, with a covert narcissist, they are, you know, a lot of people say, and it's true, they're stone cold. They, you know, they block out their emotions. They don't want to show their emotions. And they always have like a blank stare. And they, you know, they always have darting eyes. You'll notice this. And you could be at a restaurant with a covert narcissist as well. And you'll be sitting there and you'll be like in an in-depth conversation with them. And all of a sudden you see the eyes dart to the side. Why? Because they see a supply that they like, okay? They see a supply that they like and they can't help themselves and their eyes are darting. They're having a conversation with you directly, but let's say somebody comes in that's attractive or handsome, they can't resist and their eyes are darting. Or if you're out somewhere and there's a lot of people, maybe there's a lot of good-looking people, their eyes are, they're trying to pretend that they're with you, but their eyes are darting all over the place because they're taking it all in. And they may try to sneak a look when they're with you. Maybe when you turn your back or you turn to the side, the eyes again will dart to see what other supply is around. So, you know, sometimes they won't move their body to turn around and look at somebody, but their eyes will dart, all right? So they're doing this basically to deceive you. All of this with the darting eyes, you know, the blank facial expression, the blank stare is all to deceive you, because inside a covert narcissist is a smoking gun. They hold all their feelings, all their emotions inside, and they never want anybody to be able to read them because they can't be vulnerable. And also it keeps them one step ahead of the game. They feel if you don't know what they're thinking, what they're feeling, they could get away with a lot more stuff, right? So they don't want you to be able to read them. That's why they panic when you are able to read them. That's why a covert narcissist will run when they know that you know what they are, because they're scared. They're scared of exposure. They're scared you're going to figure out what they are, and they're scared that you're going to go and expose them to everybody else. This is why the covert narcissist is also extremely scared of the truth teller. They hate the truth teller because the truth teller will be able to see right through them if they know what a covert narcissist is. So you guys, this is one of the major, major red flags that you are dealing with a covert narcissist, is by, you know, their facial expressions, their body language, and their darting eyes. Watch those eyes. Notice if they stay connected with you when you're in conversation, or if they really don't care, they're just there in body. And that's another thing that you'll notice too, when, you know, you're in a relationship with a covert narcissist. A lot of times you could be sitting there, you know, even in your home and stuff, and they'll be looking elsewhere when they're having a conversation with you. They don't want to look at you directly, all right? They don't want to look at you directly because, again, also remember this, covert narcissists are anxious people and they get that anxiety. When I dealt with a covert narcissist, when I was in the relationship, I was married to one, very hard for him to consistently look me in the eye or be shaking his leg and stuff because he was nervous. He had a lot of anxiety and a lot of issues from, you know, the guilt trip that he got from his family and things like that. And so the conversation, we weren't connected, all right? We weren't connected because he couldn't be vulnerable. He couldn't open himself up. He was always guarded because he was conditioned by his flying monkeys, his family, you know, not to say things, not to open up, not to trust. So this is the way the covert narcissist is. They don't trust. So they don't want to open up because in opening up, they become vulnerable and they don't want to do that. But one thing that people can't hide a lot of times is their body language. This is why a lie detector busts a lot of people, because you could have a pathological liar, and when you give them a lie detector test, they can't hide, let's say, their heart rhythm or their pulse or something that shows, you know, something shifting, their breathing of how they, you know, when they're lying, because their brain can't do it. They can't manipulate their body functions to beat a lie detector test. Very few people can do it, all right? There may be some, very few people can beat a lie detector test. So like the covert narcissist, getting back to the covert narcissist, what they're trying to do is they're trying to control themselves. See, the most in control narcissist is the covert narcissist. They are able to hold everything inside unless you really, really have their back against the wall and you're really coming at them. You're really coming at them and you're really laying into them and you're causing a major narcissistic injury. Then a covert narcissist can pop off. They can pop off, you guys, and they can hurt you. Trust and believe, they could hurt you. But with a covert narcissist, they've got to be pushed to the max. Because in general, when they're angry or when they're hurt, they won't show their emotions. They won't pop off and they will get you behind your back, all right? They will get you behind your back so that you can never point your finger and say it was them, all right? Because this way, you know, you don't know that they're attacking you and they not setting themselves up for revenge, because when they attack you, you may not know where it's coming from. They do things undercover. They do things anonymously, so you don't know where it's coming from to try to hurt you. This way you can't attack who's hurting you, right? But you will, again, getting back to the point of this podcast, you will be able to read the covert narcissist by those shifty fucking eyes, all right? And I've seen them, oh my God, I've seen them with so many narcissists. I've seen them in my family. I've seen it with my ex and ex-relationships. I've seen it in business and working in the corporate world. I've seen it in dealing with professionals all across the board in the medical profession, legal profession, with the shifty eyes. You can read them just by their eyes, you guys. Not necessarily of the eyes rolling or their eyes, you know, looking down or something, but the shifty eyes, those eyes that tell you that, you know what, their mind is somewhere else. You know, they're trying to size you up. And all of this is because they're studying. They're studying everything and everybody around them, all right? Why? So they can manipulate and they could lie and they could, you know, they study you so they know how to manipulate you. They know what makes you tick, what makes you not tick, all right? And they do this too with the reactive abuse. They'll stay very in control, okay? They'll stay very in control just to get you to pop off. Just to get you to pop off, and you're getting pissed off because they're sitting there and they're staying in control and they're treating you like a jerk and you react because you're pissed, all right? And they do it deliberately to stay in control. Or they'll say something like, I don't know why you're getting so angry, or you always get angry. Like they're trying to make you out to be a jerk, that you have anger issues. That's all it is. They're trying to make you look crazy, that you have anger issues and everything like that. So they try to sit there, you know, roll their eyes and act like they're in control, okay? And they're basically, they're being a clown and treating you like a clown so that you pop off and look like you're fool and crazy in front of everybody else, all right? So don't take the bait, you guys. You got to know your target and know how they operate and how they're trying to hurt you, all right? But you will see it. You can read somebody by their eyes and by their facial expressions. Man, if you know people and you're able to read somebody's eyes, you watch them, like you really watch this person and you watch their facial expressions, you're going to know right away you're dealing with a covert narcissist. Why? Because they're not transparent, and you'll feel that, you know, you'll feel that fakeness and that inauthenticity of that person, all right? You're going to feel it, and you got to trust your gut, and you got to say to yourself, uh-oh, I'm dealing with somebody who's a fake one, all right? But why people get fooled is because they're believing everything that comes out of the mouth, all right? Don't go by everything that comes out of the mouth, all right? What's that expression? You believe half of what you hear and, you know, everything of what you see. So, you guys, when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, you will notice those shifty eyes, and all of it is because they're studying to manipulate, okay? So I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button, share the podcast, and don't forget, you guys, go to my YouTube at the Game Exposed Podcast and subscribe over there. I got a lot of videos over there that you could watch on everything about, you know, narcissist, covert narcissist, triangulation, the discard, and all of that, all right? So go to the Game Exposed Podcast on YouTube and subscribe, and have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Thank you.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.